side. And the reason why I'm emphasizing run blocking is that if you look back at the Broncos offense last year, when things started to go awry is when CJ Anderson and then Andy Janovich got hurt, and then the running game started to stall. The offense became imbalanced down the stretch, and then you saw the frustrations in the last month of the season. Teams could squat on some of those shorter intermediate pass routes. The Broncos couldn't run the ball. The offense became ineffective. If you have a running game, then teams are going to have to play the Broncos honest from a defensive perspective, and then Denver's going to be able to do quite a few things. So it does start with the running game, and that starts with what the offensive line does up front. If they continue to do good work in the run blocking area of the game, no matter who ends up starting at left guard, whether it's Alan Barber or Max Garcia, you're going to see some positive things. So while the offensive line is going to be a work in progress, because you're going to have at least 60% new starters in week one, no matter who the left guard is, positives certainly outweigh the negatives. Chemistry and cohesion will continue to come. Certainly looks like it's going to be better than it was last year. Next question from Jim Smith, and it's about Pat Bowlen. What are Pat Bowlen's Hall of Fame chances after he didn't make it this time? Well, I would certainly expect him to get in the Hall of Fame at some point in the next few years, and maybe as soon as 2019. Of course, Bobby Bethard was the contributors nominee for the 2018 class, and there will be two contributors nominated for the 2019 class. Now, the contributors committee will reconvene at this time next August, and so they'll decide on two nominees for the 2019 class. You would think that Pat Bowlen has a pretty good shot of going through. Of course, we'll see how things go. I mean, you know, there's a lot of factors involved. One thing that could have worked against Pat Bowlen this year is the fact that you had two owners recently going into the Hall of Fame in San Francisco's A.E. DeBartolo Jr. and the current owner of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. So that may have played a role. You know, there's other qualified candidates, certainly George Young, a strong candidate. He'll be one of the guys talked about next year. Gil Brandt, the longtime scout from the Cowboys, really helped revolutionized scouting back in the 1960s and 70s. He'll be a strong candidate, and so it's not exactly a slam dunk for Pat Bowlen to be a contributors nominee from when the committee meets next year, but certainly he will have a very strong case, and I still think it's a matter of when, not if, for Pat Bowlen. 2019, 2020, I expect it'll happen at some point. But the other thing to consider is this. There's a lot of frustration with the lack of Broncos in the Hall of Fame. We've talked about guys like Randy Gratishar, Louis Wright, John Lynch, Carl Mecklenburg, Steve Atwater. It's going to get better. I think you'll see some of those names go in the next few years. Obviously, Terrell Davis going in was a positive sign. You're going to see Champ Bailey going in the next few years. I think Peyton Manning, he's going to be right behind at some point. So there's going to be more Broncos representation in the Hall of Fame. Things are going to turn around. Pat Bowlen will be a part of that. I think you just have to give it a little bit of time. Obviously, I know everyone wanted to see him in this year. Didn't happen. Just have to wait. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace. Listen to me daily on Orange and Blue 760. I'm on in the afternoons. Check me out then. Until next time, take care, and thanks for watching.